Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Glad to have Sister Bibby Sellers here with us that drove all the way over from Knoxville to just be with us today. What a blessing. And I don't know, we don't have a program set for you, so I'm just going to beller out a few songs that God puts in my heart. Amen. If you have a request. If you have a request, I ain't done this in a while. If you have a request, please keep it to yourself. Just teasing. I'm just teasing. You know we'll be glad to do whatever if we know it.
If we know it.
But God put this one in my heart while we sit here and y'all were singing all those good hymnals earlier. And God just put this one in my heart. You know what? Because one day I'm going to see him.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't know when it's coming, but I know it's coming one day. Amen.
Yeah.
And you know what? We can stand on God's word. All this other stuff that they spew out at us every day and this and that. You know what? I don't know about you. Yeah, God gave me a brain to think with, but you know what? He said, I'm not to walk this life in fear, and I'm not about to start now.
Amen.
I rebuke COVID-19. I rebuke everything that the devil has tried to throw out here to set snares for every one of us. You know what? I believe in the holy word of God. I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. Washed in the blood, child of God is what I am. And I can't be nothing else. I don't want to be nothing else. Amen. Praise his holy name. Woo! God, start that thing or I'll start preaching. Here we go. Are you ready? Just worship him today, folks.
Turn it up a little bit.
I didn't get no sound check, so y'all just bear it with me as we go. Have I longed to see that holy city, with all my friends and loved ones waiting there? One day soon the Lord will be returning. He'll lead us to that land so bright and fair.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, the old saying is, if you want respect, show some respect. Well, if you want love, show love. You start showing a bunch of anger and stuff like that, you're not going to get loved by too many people. You know what I mean? You ask me, a lot of people today what they want and what they're mad about, and they can't even tell you. I know me and Delilah can have an argument about something, the next week you can ask me what it's about, and I can't tell you.
I can.
But I can't. Because you know what? I let stuff go. Let it roll off my back. As my mom used to say, like an old duck, just let it roll off your back. And move on. Just don't let go of God's unchanging hand. As long as you're holding on to Jesus, you'll be all right, my friend. Regardless of what happens.
That's right.
Amen. I'm ready to go if he's ready for me to come.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come, Lord, come. That's what I say.
Yeah.
But you know what? We serve an awesome God. And it's like, he's not defeated. He's never been defeated.
Amen.
He'll never be defeated.
Amen.
Amen. So this too shall pass, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love the Lord. I'm not going to give the devil any more glory today because we're not going to talk about all that old stuff. I want to talk about Jesus. Do you know him? Do you know him today? You made him Lord of your life. You know what? Seeing all those little kids up here, Brother Tommy, what a great church you've got to have that much youth in your church. Amen? You know what? We go to churches, of course, I realize they have children's church and they kind of separate us a lot. But we very seldom get to see the children. They're a part of the church, people.
Amen.
I don't know about you, and I know they get their special training and everything else. But you know what? I brought mine up. I wanted them to hear the same message Daddy and Mama heard.
Yeah.
When I got took to church, I heard the preacher preach the same sermon that my mom and daddy heard him preach.
Yeah.
I didn't get taught one thing and go home and ask Mom about something different that she wasn't even heard. She didn't even hear at church. But I knew if I had questions, my mom would have them. She'd have the answer. She might not have always had the answer I wanted, but she had the answer. And it was, 9 times out of 10, it was, well, the good Lord knows best. Just trust him, and then you don't have to worry about that. So many people wringing their hands and worrying about things that we have totally no control of. Amen? Nothing else what's happened in the last 5 months shows you just exactly how in control we are. We're not in control of nothing. But you know what? I serve a God that still sits on the throne. Tommy, Brother Tommy, he is still on the throne. Amen?
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
And Jesus said, behold, as you said in the song a minute ago, I have overcome this world. That means nothing that comes upon me and you is going to surprise Jesus. Nothing. He will not be surprised. He'll take it with a grain of salt just like he does everything else. Because he's already overcome it. Don't have to worry about it. Don't have to sit and fuss and argue about who's right and who's wrong. He's right.
Amen.
He is right.
He's right.
Amen.
Amen.
I'll tell you what. I wrote this song for the Gerald Crab, and God just put it in my spirit to do it. I hadn't even told you that. But
had I?
Oh, I had told her the song. I get ahead of myself.
He's gotten a year older, too, since we got here.
Well.
Since we've been here.
Bless his heart. But I love this song. It's all about love, the love of Jesus and the love that he had for me. See, it didn't matter how much I loved him. He loved me first.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah,
right. He loves me.
Amen.
Through all my faults and all my shortcomings.
Never stop.
They never stop. Yeah, Brother Tommy, and you're right. I have to ask him to forgive me every day.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, this old flesh has to die daily.
Yep.
Amen.
Yeah.
Here's one called He Could Love What's Left of Me. Well, I gave the world the best of my days, and I let people down in so many ways. Reckless emotions led me astray, so I could not see. I lost all direction, no hope in sight.
My sleep is gone, my heart is full of sorrow.
the sun reveals my broken dreams scattered on the ground. Please forgive me. I need your grace to make it through. Lord, all I have is you. I'm at your mercy. Lord, I'll serve you. Heal my dying day. Help others find a way at your mercy. Please forgive me.
I say it all the time.
I can't believe that God of earth and glory would take
death
to care for no boy like me. That's it.
Amen.
That's the only way. There ain't no other way.
Amen.
Hey, you can go about it in all kinds of different ways, but there's only one way. That's through the blood of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to get Lauren up here. I know y'all been looking forward to that.
Oh, yes,
sir. You just sit there and wonder, when's he going to quit singing and let that girl sing? She's going to bless you today, I guarantee. She's got a new one or two. I think she might try to do for you. But she's going to do it on standard for Daddy right now. Because I want you to be able to clap your hands, stomp your feet. Sing along if you want to. Everybody knows this song. It's called Oh, Happy Day.
Let's go.
day.
That was a happy day.
Amen. Yeah,
that's right.
That was a real happy day. And you know, the older I get, the more I realize just how happy that day was.
Yes. Yeah.
When you turn on your TV and you see what the world is like.
Right. Yeah.
I know where I'm going.
Amen.
Do you?
Yeah. Thank you.
That's the big question.
Amen.
Over these last few months, no, we haven't been able to go out and worship and minister like we're used to doing. So during that time, I took time to get closer to Him. And over the last, I would say the last couple of months, the devotionals that I have done every day have been about spiritual warfare.
Come on.
Because you know, in the Bible it says that in the latter days that your sons will turn against fathers and daughters will be against mothers. And I've seen that come to pass.
Amen.
I've seen our house divided straight down the middle. And I know who's responsible for that. I probably rebuked the devil more in my house than I have in years before. Because I see his handiwork. And he's not allowed to have my child.
Come on, baby.
That's right.
Nope. You know, when you there is spiritual warfare that goes around us every single day.
Right.
You have angels and demons that are battling over you. That's when you have to put on the whole armor. Not just a little bit of it.
Right.
All of it.
That's right.
Because that's what God equips us with.
Correct. Yeah.
Your sword is your Bible. You need to be in your Bible, especially now.
Yeah.
Because we've already seen they took church away from us.
That's right.
Yeah.
What's next?
That's right, dude.
You know, it's time for the Christians to stand up and fight for what is right.
Amen.
Yep.
Because He is our help in times of trouble.
Amen.
Not the government.
Right.
That's right.
Nobody else.
Amen.
Jesus
Amen.
Is our help in
Amen.
Times of trouble.
Amen.
So during this time, Lauren has learned a couple of new songs. I don't know if she'll do both of them today, but if we can get Wi-Fi to cooperate.
Is it working? You don't have a hot spot?
It's just not
far
out.
She had to get the track.
Oh, you're looking for the track.
Either way, I'll let her do what she does. She learned a couple of songs by Natalie Grant. And one of the songs that came out this year was called My Weapon. And you know, I never viewed God's presence as my weapon.
Yes.
But it is. It is so strong and so powerful.
There you go. She'll get it right here in a minute.
But the other one, she learned, is in better hands.
I'm better.
And we had this track when she was probably 11 years old when she first started singing with us, and just why it wasn't right.
Not working. Can't get no coverage out here, buddy.
Is it not working? You don't have the hot spot now?
It's
because
I don't have
bars.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You had it earlier.
You ain't going to get it. Okay?
Well, either
God
way,
said
then,
he wasn't doing that.
I guess she's not going to do the new songs for you today, but she's still going to bless you.
Amen.
Because either way, we know where our help comes from. God is so good to each and every one of us, and I truly appreciate your prayers.
Amen.
We've seen what attack looks like.
Amen.
The devil has attacked us every which way he can. And so I ask that you continue to pray for my family.
Mm-hmm.
I pray every day that God puts a cover, a hedge of protection around us.
That's right.
Because we are His. And the devil can't pluck us away from him.
Oh, amen.
So with that being said,
which one are you going to do?
One touch.
She's going
going to bless you with one touch.
I'm already sitting down. Go ahead.
You have a need from God? You saw what just happened up here, folks. This is where you get your answer.
That's right.
Don't let the devil talk you out of it. Say, oh, I don't need to go over there. If you've got any need from God, right here is where you'll get your answer.
Listen to the words of this.
Been ostracized between years. I'm used to being alone. Spent everything. It's gone. I used to be put down. My issues tell it all. But my only hope is a good in this world. If I could just touch the hem of his garment,
I can't. I ain't done it in a long time, brother, but you know what?
I love that.
It's the time for it to be done right here today. I love that too. Thank you, brother.
Everything.
Relying on him near as much.
True.
But get older, you see what the importance really is. You know, because we're His children. And we grow daily. Just like your kids grow. We grow daily. And I just want Him to fill me up more and more.
Amen.
Because I know that's where my help comes
Amen.
From.
Amen.
I know when I have a problem, I can't solve it. But I know who can.
Amen.
Now sometimes it's hard to let go and not take care of it. Try to take care of it yourself. But you know what? You end up making a mess of things when you try to do it yourself. So the best thing is to let go and let
Amen.
God.
Yeah.
With that being said, I'm going to sing about some joy today.
Amen.
This is for you, Debbie.
Amen.
Joy on earth.
Joy on earth, hope in heaven, light of day, peace at night, strength for the battle, grace for the fall, victory and rest at the end of it all. Why do I sing the praise of Jesus? Through trials and tests from day to day, I've learned to trust Him, for He cannot fail. He keeps me singing all the way.
Gives me joy on earth.
We need to praise Him. We can't ever praise Him enough. Hey,
He's worthy to be praised at all times.
Yeah.
Even when you're down in that dark valley,
right.
You need to start praising Him even more.
Amen.
Amen. It's easy to praise Him up on top of the mountain, but when you get down there in the valley, that's when it gets hard to keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
Praise His holy name.
Yep.
Yeah, this started. Yeah. I'll keep preaching.
Here we go.
It's long.
as I live. Jesus, I will praise your name. God so loved his creation, he gave his only son. For the price of salvation, redemption's planned for everyone. But on that rugged old cross, Jesus died for the lost. With his precious blood, he paid the cost.
Amen.
And I will praise your name.
Yeah.
Jesus, I will praise your name. With all my heart, as long as I live. Jesus, I will praise your name. Ooh, I'll get it finished one of these days. Hallelujah. I don't know if that's what he's talking about, but the Kincaids were here.
Yeah.
Wonder where he heard me do something new. Now, I've got one I did. I did at a funeral here a while back. It wasn't... I never thought of this as a funeral type of song, but until the lady called and said that's the one that her husband laying on his deathbed just laid and listened to over and over and over. He just wanted to keep hearing that song. Amen?
Yeah.
And it's called That's Where I'm Going. Do you know that you know that you know if you drew your last breath right now?
Yeah.
That you can go straight through the pearly gates into heaven.
Yeah.
If you don't know that, then you can make things right here today.
Amen.
So you don't have to worry about it when you leave here.
Right.
Things will be right.
Yeah.
But you know what? I only done this song 2 or 3 times since I wrote it. It was on like, what, our second album or something? And only did it 2 or 3 times. And then you know you get a hit song, you just move on and you move on. And you do a new CD and you just move on to that. So, I had forgotten about this song, but boy, when I went back and started listening, I thought, boy, that is the perfect funeral song. But you know what? I know that I know where I'm going. Amen. Listen to this song.
I'll try. I'll bring the horns on in there and everything. Turn it up, buddy. Clap your hands if you want to. Yeah. Your feet. Come on.
What fine day I'll see heaven in that landing on the sky. The family will be waiting in that sweet by and by.
Christ.
Is that sweet by and by? Sing. There's 12 of us, so we had two people on each part. We had a choir going. Mom would lead us, and we'd all gather around and sing this old song, and I know all y'all know it. Called Didn't It Rain. Ooh, here we go.
Yeah.
I'm good. love you. Thank you so much for having me. Good to be in the house of the Lord.
This is the first time that we've been in a church to sing.
Really?
We sung a campground 3 times.
And I sung a few funerals.
Yeah.
Good to be back.
House of the Lord.
Amen.